Welcome to the brand new month here. It's time for me, and this week we are beginning with the topic of gratitude over the next 7 days. And really today, just to begin, I wanted to talk a little bit more deeply about gratitude. So you know what gratitude is: offering thanks for the good that you have in your life, the people you have in your life, and offering gratitude towards yourself as well. And we've heard about gratitude a lot. There's been even books written specifically just on gratitude, but there is such a bigger energy than simply just sitting down and saying, "I'm thankful for the sun, the moon, you know, my home," and all of that, which definitely forms part of your gratitude practices, which we'll be doing over the course of the week. But it's about really understanding the power of gratitude. Sometimes when we're in a difficult situation, or maybe we're going along in life and things that we really desire are not really coming to us how we would like, and we get into a state of this place of, "I don't have that," or "that isn't happening for me," or sometimes we can even be envious of other people, saying it's easier for them, they seem to get what they need, or they seem to get what they want. And we all do this at time to time, no matter how like in connection you are and how grateful you are. Even now, we all have those moments of looking outside ourselves at what we wish or how we wish things could be. It's completely normal. It's human nature, by the way. So if you do that, don't even be beating yourself up about it. When we think about what we're grateful for, instead of just writing down a list, but really looking at what are the parts of my life that are absolutely wonderful. So for me, I would say having such a strong, supportive, grounded husband would be something I'm really, really grateful for. And I have to sit and ask what those reasons are. So instead of just saying I'm grateful for him, it's like, well, why am I grateful for him? What does he bring to my life? And at times over the years, when certain things for myself wouldn't have happened or in the way that I would like, and I was finding it hard to be grateful for things, I would always start with my relationship and wonder what my life would be like if that wasn't there. And then that would bring me even into an even more deeper sense of gratitude, because it's like, okay, well, I actually really have this thing here. And we can spend so much of our life looking outside of ourselves for everything that we want, and we'll never actually get there because we're not enjoying what we actually have. So gratitude is a powerful way to, yes, appreciate and be very deeply thankful for what you have and see things in a clearer and brighter light because of what you have. But it also has a powerful ability to be able to bring you to the next stage of where you want to go. Did you ever know somebody that would be a little bit disgruntled, let's say, if their friend had success and they didn't have success? And what they're doing is they're spending their time in this mindset of, "I don't have this and therefore my life is awful." They're never going to progress in that place because they're just going to stay stagnant in what they don't have. When you start to offer gratitude for how your life is in this moment in time, and if the thing that you so desire or the things you so desire do not come to fruition for you, that you can be happy with where things are right now and be thankful and grateful for those things, really you set a different energy and things can start to come in more. So being really realistic about things, and this is what I like to do, and it's time for me, it's not just about, you know, gliding over things or whatever. I want you to think today about something that you have really wanted and it hasn't been coming to you in your life. Maybe you get it and it's not in the right way, or it comes in and it's short-lived and it goes, or you just simply can't get or receive that part at all. And I want you to ask yourself, if that never ever happened for you, and that might bring up a bit of fear, but if that never happened for you, or you never got to the place where you wanted to, how could you be thankful and grateful for what you have? What are you thankful and grateful for what you have? And how could you come to a place of acceptance and enjoyment around that? This is a really important piece, because we all have things, you know, because I feel that when you come to that place of acceptance and start really loving what's going on in your life currently, it's amazing the energetic space that opens up to actually bring you your dreams. I believe if there's something you truly, really, truly, truly want in your life, you have the absolute power to enjoy that, experience it, receive it and have it. You do. I think it's if something, and I talked about this last month, if something is really in your mind of desire, it's probably part of your purpose and comes with that bigger challenge. Gratitude could be your way to get there. Now, you don't say, "Well, I'll just be grateful for everything every day," but not feel it. When I'm talking about feeling gratitude, we'll talk about this during the week, it's about really deeply feeling it. And coming into that space I just talked about a moment ago of, like, I'm okay with where I'm at because things are really good. Now, on the flip side of gratitude, I have had clients over the years who would really want something in their life, but underneath it feel a little bit undeserving of it, or that they're not good enough for it, let's say. And they would say to me, oh, I'd really like that, but I have, you know, great friends, great this, great that. I'm so grateful for all of that. And I would understand that, but I would often say to them, it is important to be grateful for everything you have, but not lose sight of the desires that you have. So there's a kind of a darker light to this. Sometimes we so want something, like I talked about a moment ago, that we're just stuck in negativity about everybody else having it or us not getting there. And we block ourselves. And then sometimes we're so grateful for what we do have because we're trying to use that as an avoidance tactic for saying, you know what, I really am doing what I need to do to go towards what I truly want. And then it kind of blocks us as well, okay? So we look at the energy of gratitude. I'll write down a list of things I'm grateful for, but it is so much more than that. So think about what I've said today. Think about how that's affecting you. And I look forward to connecting with you really soon.